David Lloyd Radio Moment.
You're tuned to Radio Caroline on 199, your all-day music station.
The voice of Simon Dee. It's 4 years now since we lost him. Simon was surely one of the first great rise and fall radio stars, a radio, then a TV career which came crashing down around him. Simon was born this week in 1935.
Listening to the light programme from London, it's just coming up to 12:15, and here with Midday Spin is Simon Dee.
Thank you, Brian. Hey, you made that last, didn't you? Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. No time, no cig. Unbelievable first record.
Simon Dee. In the last few days, we've heard the news of David Jacobs' retirement, and it was 29 years ago when David concluded his stint on Radio 4's Any Questions. He made way for John Timpson. In those days, any Prime Minister on the panel would watch his language, but that wasn't the case when David Cameron guested on Absolute Radio this week 4 years ago.
And I think the trouble with Twitter, the instantness of it, is I think there's too many twits might make a twat.
Christian O'Connell in famous conversation on Absolute Radio.
In 15 years of radio, he swore more than any guest. Now, I've interviewed Liam Gallagher.
Well, the new audience figures were out a few days ago, but this week, 21 years ago, saw the last ever Jikra figures. Now, Jikra was the currency before Rajar. And in those Jikra days, you may remember, you had to collect your own figures by hand at the door. Capital London reached 34%, Melody at 9%, Air 24% reach, Midlands Radio West, as was all lumped together, 39% reach. This week, 2 years ago, and a new voice on XFM Breakfast, and a job he'd dreamed of.
Danny. Danny, come on. Danny, it's me, Dermot.
Danny, wake up. Come on, it's the OC. It's Christian.
Danny Wallace, Richard Bacon here. You need to get up.
Danny. Danny, you fat lump. Wake up. This is no way to start a breakfast show career. Trust me, Tarrant, I know these things. Wake up, you fat git. Get out of bed.
Danny Wallace making his debut on XFM this week just 2 years ago, now replaced already by John Holmes. 1925 now, and this week they turned on the Daventry transmitter. It was the world's first long-wave transmitting station. It was the most powerful in the world. It brought radio overall to 94% of the population, and that huge transmitter launched with a poem. This week in 1945, though, a new station on that long wave.
Good morning, everyone. This is the BBC Light Programme on wavelengths of 1,500 and 261 metres. It's the first time we've said those words, BBC Light Programme, which we hope are going to mean for you now and in the days to come, all that is best in radio entertainment from 9 o'clock in the morning to midnight.
The early moments in the Light Programme this week in 1945, the service which evolved eventually into BBC Radio 2. Aberdeen now, and it's 1981.
I'm Joe Buchan, and I'd like to welcome you to North Sound. We're Britain's 27th independent radio station, and we're broadcasting to northeast Scotland. In a moment, Bobby Hayne is your host for The Breakfast Show. But first, the news. There's been more rioting in the Toxteth district of Liverpool. The first international football festival...
The franchise was advertised as Aberdeen and Inverness, and we won... In the end of the day, we were offered Aberdeen only, which clearly I personally was delighted with, because I didn't see us being able to manage Aberdeen and Inverness from Aberdeen with ease.
The launch of North Sound. At the beginning, it used to go off air at 8 o'clock at night into a... Nicky Campbell started there too, didn't he? The relationship between presenter and producer is rather like husband and wife in so many ways. In that sense, John Walters was John Peel's wife from 1969 onwards. John Walters died this week 11 years ago.
And then every Saturday on Junior Choice, Uncle Mac would have to do Sparky's magic piano. He'd just sit down at the piano, Sparky. And the piano would say, "Oh, you'll play anything you ask me to play."
John Walters. This week in 1977, the IBA, then the Commercial Radio Regulator, knocked on the door of Beacon Radio in Wolverhampton. Their report later said they were disappointed. Disappointed with local content, religion and care for older listeners.
The music is the sunshine.
Beacon 303. 16 years ago this week, this chap arrived at Radio 1. Number 1
in London. Good evening. 95.8. I am Chris Moyles. Now, before we start, let's say a big thank you very much to Neil Long. A fantastic show. Thanks, Neil.
Thanks, mate.
And you're back again tomorrow night, obviously.
Indeed.
On the overnight shift.
Absolutely.
After me.
Chris Moyles on Capital, from whence he moved in 97, taking the early morning show on Radio 1. So, with BBC Southern Counties emerging from BBC Sussex and Surrey this week 19 years ago...
Radio Brighton...
KCFM launching in Hull this week 6 years ago, Radio Durham launching 45 years ago, and Ocean and 2CR evolving into Heart's South Coast 3 years ago. Those are this week's Radio Moments. Radio.